This is Jacqueline B on interpretation. I had a really interesting experience in the last 48 hours. And in this part one, I'm going to tell you about seeing the world through the eyes of the photographer. So I spent yesterday with a photographer who photographed me extensively in various different lights, moods, scenes, using various props, and actually in various states of dress and undress. And seeing the world through his eyes was fascinating. The work itself for me was quite exhausting emotionally, and also because one is holding one's concentration for a long time when holding a pose, and I was prodded and moved about to fit with what he was trying to interpret. But looking at the world through his eyes, so he will see things as frames or as a way of holding a good image. So he'll see a tree or a lamppost or a statue or a bush as a frame for an image that he's looking to recreate. He would also photograph through water, so he would look at the water in the bird bath and take a photograph of me through that. He would look at me through a mirror and photograph me looking into another mirror, and so on. And it was fascinating to see how different my home and my garden seemed when looking through his eyes, and the things that he would notice and spot as a creative, as a photographer. And one of the things that I particularly enjoyed was understanding his perspective of the world through seeing what he sees in the world, and how his thoughts about what he's seeing are creating his experience in the same way that my thoughts about what I'm seeing are creating my experience, but that we both feel we're seeing different things. So a chair against a window looking, facing out of the window can be seen differently by those two perspectives.